Vous êtes avec SBS French.
Votre communauté, vos conversations. SBS French.
La ligne d'assistance téléphonique aux réfugiés enregistre une forte hausse des appels à l'aide après l'attentat terroriste de Bondi Beach. Reportage de SBS News. Une ligne d'assistance téléphonique destinée aux réfugiés ayant fui la guerre, la violence et les persécutions a reçu un financement accru suite à l'attentat terroriste de Bondi Beach. Les responsables de ce service en Nouvelle-Galles du Sud indiquent que ce financement leur permettra d'étendre leur action à l'échelle nationale et d'accompagner les réfugiés confrontés aux traumatismes complexes et aux éléments déclencheurs des événements de Bondi. Ce reportage peut être choquant pour certains auditeurs.
So we've seen an increase in calls from Hebrew speakers, around Australia, not just New South Wales based. We have actually also assisted people who have actually survived wars and reminded them of their tragic trauma that they've been through and they've survived the wars overseas. So they feel the unsafety again. They feel the vulnerability in the community, whereas they were safe and they were feeling settled. The need is grave. In Australia at the moment.
Depuis 2022, ce service offre un soutien psychologique gratuit aux victimes de guerre dans leur langue maternelle avec la possibilité de recourir à un interprète. Fida Al-Haddad travaille comme opératrice sur une ligne d'écoute depuis plus de 2 ans. Son parcours a été long. Après avoir quitté le Liban, elle a obtenu une licence et un master en sciences sociales en Australie avant de suivre une formation continue en santé mentale pour accompagner les autres. Elle confie que son travail est difficile mais gratifiant.
I feel immensely privileged to be able to provide these services for our communities. Nothing other than privileged, honestly. What I really want is to empower our communities. That's where my heart is and that's where I give my best. I want to build our communities. I want to strengthen our communities. And that's where my passion is.
Fida Al-Haddad affirme que son propre parcours l'aide à établir une compréhension partagée et un sentiment de sécurité.
Having shared that experience as a migrant or as an asylum seeker, we came to Australia seeking safety. We came to Australia fleeing wars. Some of us are even banned from going back to our country. So we know that pain. We understand where it comes from. We don't want to label it. We just want to listen with empathy and without a judgment.
Le psychologue Jorge Arroche est le directeur général de STARTS, l'association à but non lucratif qui gère la ligne d'écoute téléphonique. Il explique que le projet, initialement prévu pour une durée de 6 mois et financé par le gouvernement de Nouvelle-Galles du Sud, visait spécifiquement à soutenir la communauté afghane de l'État. Jorge Arroche précise qu'au fil des années, la ligne d'écoute a évolué pour répondre aux besoins croissant de la communauté en apportant un soutien aux personnes fuyant les conflits en Ukraine, en Iran, au Sri Lanka, en Inde et au Soudan du Sud.
It's fantastic that you know governments realize that having you know a hotline that people can access in different languages and attuned to the particular impact that these events that happen overseas and now at home can have on people that have survived such horror before, you know, hopefully now we'll be in a position to cater, you know, for clients and people in this situation across the nation, but also have something standing so that we don't try to, you know, reinvent the wheel each time.
Le service a enregistré une forte augmentation des appels suite à la fusillade de Bondi Beach. Fida Al-Haddad affirme que la situation a clairement changé.
I've heard it from some of our Jewish callers and I've heard it from our Arabic speaking callers as well. It's a shared sentiment, the sense of that they're not safe, where they've just shared, they've used to go out in shared spaces and shared public spaces, and they didn't used to worry about these things because these things don't happen in Australia. So it's just attacked that sense of public safety.
Le gouvernement fédéral a annoncé un financement de plus de 40 millions de dollars pour soutenir les services de santé mentale suite au massacre de Bondi Beach. Jamila Paddy explique que ces fonds permettront aux services d'offrir un accès équitable à des soins spécialisés dans toute l'Australie, y compris dans les villes régionales.
You know, it's an absolute tragic event, and all Australians are grieving with Jewish communities in Australia. But also that level of violence is a triggering event for many communities, obviously for communities from refugee backgrounds who have escaped war, conflict, persecution. It does become triggering. This phone line's been going for a while, but it's only been really based in New South Wales. So this resourcing will enable it to have a national response.
Madame Paddy est la coordinatrice nationale du réseau australien FAST, qui regroupe 8 organismes spécialisés dans la prise en charge des réfugiés victimes de torture et de traumatisme et représente les différents États et territoires. Elle explique que l'objectif actuel est de contribuer à rétablir les ressources qui permettent aux personnes de se sentir en sécurité, notamment en renforçant les liens avec la communauté.
People not only need to feel physically safe, they need to feel psychologically safe. So, you know, another element of safety is really that sense of belonging. Trauma impacts on daily living. So it's all the work in terms of helping people to really live their lives in Australia. And that can be a variety of things about re-establishing connection to community or getting a job or all of those, you know, day-to-day things that help people with their function.
Jorge Haroche affirme que les services de la ligne d'écoute téléphonique resteront indispensables, notamment grâce à sa couverture nationale, tant que le traumatisme et le deuil persisteront. Il ajoute que le rétablissement des liens communautaires fragilisés prendra du temps.
Let's bear in mind that acts of terror are things that are thought through and done with a purpose. The purpose is to, you know, destroy the fabric of society, you know, to create terror. You mentioned grieving, and I think grieving is something that will take time. This is a very significant attack on a community, but on us as a nation, as a whole. You know, it attacks not only, you know, the Jewish community, but it also attacks, you know, the places that we see as safe. A lifestyle, the way that we perceive Australia.
Selon Jorge Haroche, le traumatisme chez les survivants de guerre se caractérise par un besoin de soutien continu et les symptômes peuvent se manifester ultérieurement après l'événement déclencheur initial. Il souligne l'importance particulière du soutien aux enfants.
But I think we face now a much more challenging prospect, which is that of ensuring that this horrific incident doesn't further undermine cohesion, doesn't lead to further polarization in our society. And that will require acknowledging that this is a need. One area that I think is fundamental in this is that we put more resources in working with young people because of, you know, the stage of development that they're going through, how volatile they are, you know, just as a stage of development. I think that many times these sort of situations can affect young people a lot more, and I think this would be a very timely investment in our future.
Ce reportage de Biwa Kwan pour SBS News a été présenté par Jean-Noël Ducasse pour SBS French.
Votre communauté, vos conversations, SBS French.
Vous voulez entendre d'autres rubriques comme celle-ci ? Écoutez-les sur Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify ou n'importe où vous obtenez vos podcasts.